The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
So, good morning, everybody. This is Sally Rees here again from Natural Nosh, and you're listening to Healthy Options on Fresh FM. So, just a few things to follow up with from the last program. I was going to look up a few things. And so firstly, we have diatomaceous earth. So I bought a fresh bag during the week. It's fossil shell flour, ground up very finely. And the guy in the shop said people use it for flour, like making scones or in a cake or something like that. So it's extremely fine. It's a bit like corn flour, a little bit like as fine as that. It's 100% natural, 100% chemical free, 100% non-toxic, 100% organic, and 100% your solution, so they say. And it's also used as an animal food, and it gives you the directions on the back of the packet for each animal. Yeah, cats, puppies, and as I explained in the last program about how you mix them with water, so you could use some of that in the water bowl. So that would be good for animals as well. And also another use for it is it shreds parasites. So it's also a desiccant, and so it gets into the bodies of the parasites and dries them out. And the fluid in the parasite, so it goes inside them and dries them out. So it's good to know most of us have got parasites inside us. Also, if you've got an ant problem or bugs, you can dust the diatomaceous earth on the floor and the ants will get dried up from the inside and go away and die, I suppose. So it's quite a good thing to have around. And also you can put it on your garden, of course. I think it's great. It strengthens the plants. Yeah, so it's quite a useful product. It's not too expensive, and I got it at one of the main stores in Nelson with the big orange building. So I was talking about sources of vitamin C, and one of them that you may not have heard about before is from pine needles. Pine needles are also a really good source of MSM, which is sulfur. And that's really good for us as well. So pine needle tea is the thing. So I heard a good recipe for a tea from one of the people I mentioned in the previous program. So that licorice root, you can buy that at the local organic store. Pine needles and rosemary. So rosemary is a really good herb as well. So combine that in a teapot and make a brew. Maybe simmer it for a few minutes on the stove and drain it off. And that's really good. And also I was talking about stomach acid. Most of us are low in stomach acid. So one way you can test whether your stomach acid level is low is to drink some beetroot juice. You probably need a juicer for that. And if you see that your pee is red colour, that means that your stomach acid is quite weak. And consequences of that are that it causes parasitic infestations, and that will lead to many, many health issues. So at the bottom of many of our issues is parasites. As I said, most of us have them, so we want to work out how to get rid of them. One way you can jumpstart your stomach acid levels is to drink apple cider vinegar in water. So don't drink it neat, and preferably use the raw one with the mother in it. We have a local producer of that, so look for that one. And also take that with 50 milligrams of zinc. Take that once a day with your food. Apple cider vinegar and water is good to have first thing in the morning. And the zinc with food. Another thing for parasites is cayenne pepper. It also destroys fungus and molds in our body. So you can take that. You could put it into a dressing. Or you can add it to, maybe if you have a hot lemon drink in the morning, you can add a little bit of cayenne pepper to that. So also ginger, turmeric, all of those good things. And that will get your blood moving around your body. I've also read a book about a guy who had a heart attack and nearly died. And he found somehow about cayenne pepper. So he took that for the rest of his life. He never had a heart problem after that. So maybe look into that. I'm not sure how it works exactly in the body, but if it works, that's the main thing. So try adding cayenne pepper to your hot drink in the morning, your lemon juice and ginger and anything else you put in it. So yeah, the main things I wanted to to cover from last week's show, and I was going to tell you about a smoothie that I made recently. I did put it on Facebook, so here's the recipe. I just made it up on the spot. So I had some juice in the fridge that I'd made the previous day. It was vegetables and fruit, so you can use that. So I used 1 cup of frozen strawberries, 1 cup of milk kefir, or you can use coconut milk, some juice that I made the day before, small handful of greens, so you can use whatever you like, watercress, kale. There's chickweed around at the moment, so use that. Anything you can find, really. Carrot tops, beetroot tops, 2 medjool dates. Remove the stone first. Might be a good idea to soften the dates in some hot water first. I have a fairly high-powered blender, and it's still good to soften them. If you've got a Nutribullet or one of those, definitely need to soften the dates, otherwise you'll get bits of date throughout the smoothie. So 1 banana, and I added 1 tablespoon of maca powder. So just bung all that into the blender and blend away. So if you add ice cubes to that, it makes it a bit more frothy, and some people might like to drink it cold. They might prefer that. So other things you can add to it if you have tummy problems. Slippery elm is really good to settle that down, so add some slippery elm powder. Sunflower lecithin, that's really good. Lecithin is an emulsifying agent, so that's really good in the body. For a bit more green, you can add some spirulina powder. And you can also get blue spirulina powder, which I've got, and that makes pretty beautiful desserts. Chia seeds, if you want to make the texture a bit thicker. And of course, you can add more greens. So I do have a picture of my smoothie on my Natural Nosh Facebook page. I've drunk half the glass and see the colour of it. You can't actually see any green colour, but it's a nice kind of pale strawberry colour. And of course, instead of strawberries, you can add any other fruit. You can use blueberries. The blueberries to look for in the supermarket are wild blueberries. They're smaller than the other ones that you buy. And they're much higher in antioxidants, so try to find those. They're a bit more expensive, but they're better. Blueberries, you can add boysenberries, frozen blackberries, whatever fruit you like, really. Just experiment by adding different things. Here's another recipe for a silicon salad. So another way to get your silica is with a nice salad. So silica is great, as we know, for skin, our bones, our joints, our hair, our teeth and lungs and lots of other things. So get some red leaf lettuce, some cucumber, some okra. Haven't seen that around for a while. And if you live in the tropics, you can find some nopales, the cactus plant. Put some of that in. Red onion. And then if you put a nice dressing on it, made from orange juice, namosho, which is a soy sauce substitute, much better one. And some olive oil, and you can add some spiced nuts to the salad. So to make spiced nuts, you put some honey and salt into a bag and add some nuts. You can use cashews or walnuts or peanuts, and also add some cayenne pepper to the nuts or to the dressing, whatever you like. So the cactus and the okra are really high in silica. Yeah, so that's a silica salad that should be really nice. So there's this quote, if you like, which says, if you eat right, you won't need a doctor. If you eat wrong, there's nothing they can do. So anything happening in your body that maybe is painful or unsettled or just not right, you know, you're feeling off and there's things going on, as I said, could be pain, could be stiffness, anything that's different. It's your body giving you signals and warnings. So it's best not to mask these taking medicines, because you don't get to the cause that way, and there's no chance of actually healing it. So, you know, if you're in severe pain, obviously you could take a few painkillers in the immediate time, but you want to start investigating and work out what's going on and what you can do as a cure, because, you know, food is, let food be thy medicine and medicine thy food. So your body is trying to tell you something, and don't ignore it. It might be painful to face it. You might not feel like you're inclined to do any investigations too much for you. You get overwhelmed. But yeah, get a book and have a read of a book. That will surely help you. So if you keep doing what you've always been doing, you're just going to get the same results. It's a definition of insanity, I believe. The best thing really, if you've got any health issues, is to do a liver cleanse or enemas or colonic irrigation. So think about that. There's people in Nelson that can do those. And also water fasting is fantastic, even just for 72 hours. It's amazing what happens in your body. You'll feel amazing. You won't feel hungry after that time. So you can keep going if you want to. First few days are the hardest when your body is adjusting. I think it goes into ketosis after the first day. And then maybe day two or day three, your body starts eating any protein bits that are foreign to the body, like could be cancer tumors, could be fibroids, or any lumps and bits and pieces in your body that are not supposed to be there. Your body will start decomposing them and getting rid of them. So it's an amazing way to heal anything. So read up about water fasting. There's a few things that you need to know about it. I guess one thing that's really hard is to get rid of all the food in your kitchen. So hide it somewhere or give it away or do something with it so it's not there to tempt you. Yeah, so good luck with that. So parasites, I was talking about earlier, they're very harmful and the cause of many, many diseases that we suffer from. So get some diatomaceous earth into you for your joints and to dry up the parasites, get rid of them. Drink lots of water, have a good sleep. Try to get to bed well before 10 o'clock at night, because this overnight between 10 and 2, I think, in the night is when the healing happens in your body. So you really need to have a good sleep. It's amazing the benefits it has for you. Yeah, so silica, eat lots of high silica foods, and there's a salad I talked about earlier, and there's also my smoothie recipe, which is not particularly related to silica, it's just one I made recently, so try that one out on my Facebook page, Natural Nosh. So yeah, thanks for listening. So you've been listening to Sally Reese from Natural Nosh. We're actually going to be doing an edible weeds course for Climate Action Week coming up, and that's on May the 25th this month, an edible weeds workshop at the Waimarama Community Gardens. That's at 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And if you look up the Climate Action on Facebook, you'll be able to book on there. I think the fee is a sliding scale from $10 to $20, something like that. I also have a booklet available, so you can buy that separately on the day if you like, or you can download it from my website, naturalnosh.nz, get a digital copy. And of course, the digital copy has the coloured photos. The hard copy doesn't have coloured photos, I'm sorry. And yes, so that's what's coming up on the Natural Nosh calendar in the next few days. Okay, so thanks for listening. As I said, you've been listening to Fresh FM here in Nelson, covering the top of the south, and you've been listening to Healthy Options.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.